U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has invited Czech President Miloš Zeman to the White House next year, Prague Castle has revealed. The pair spoke by telephone on Tuesday, affirming a common stance on issues such as migration and battling terrorism. Dominic Yoon reports.
The call came from Trump Tower in New York, where the president-elect is conducting his transition efforts prior to being sworn in as President of the United States in January 2017. According to information revealed by Prague Castle spokesperson Jiří Ovčáček, Trump invited President Zeman to visit the White House next year, likely in April. The Czech president accepted and then issued a counter-invite for Donald Trump to visit Prague sometime in the future, and this invitation was also received favorably. Back in late November, the US president-elect spoke with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, the first European leader who publicly backed Trump. Orbán has also received an invitation to the White House. Petr Kratochvíl is the director of the Institute of International Relations Prague. I asked him how the invitations extended to Zeman and Orbán, who were both perceived as populist leaders in Europe, might impact US-European relations.
I seriously doubt whether this stronger political connection between Trump and Orbán and Zeman will have any deep impact on the Czech-US or Central European-US relations. Because if you look at Trump's plans in terms of economy, his policies are isolationist. If you look at his policies in political or security terms, he demands greater defense expenditures by European allies. And the Czech Republic and Hungary are exactly examples of those countries which do not fulfill their commitments. So I'm really skeptical beyond stronger personal ties and beyond strengthening these populist discourses in all these countries.
Both Viktor Orbán and Miloš Zeman are well known for their populist stances, particularly on immigration and battling Islamist terrorism. Back in November, Orbán hailed the election of Trump as representing the end of, quote, the era of liberal non-democracy. After the election, Miloš Zeman also released a statement saying that in choosing Trump, the American people had, quote, not allowed themselves to be manipulated by the media. According to the Castle, during Tuesday's call, Donald Trump expressed gratitude for the fact that Miloš Zeman was the only European president to express public support for the Republican candidate prior to November's election. But Petr Kratochvíl suggests that Zeman's support for Trump in an internal American election, which included leveling insults at rival candidate Hillary Clinton, broke with accepted practice.
Certainly inappropriate. It is certainly a highly unconventional strategy to strongly support one candidate and even more importantly, strongly, even vulgar, in a vulgar way, to criticize the other candidate. I would even go as far as saying that such games with our future relations are both inappropriate and dangerous. And of course, it is lucky for President Zeman that his favorite was elected and now the president will reap the rewards, but for the country, I don't think this is very good.
Czech President Miloš Zeman was never afforded an official White House visit by outgoing President Barack Obama, but the pair did meet, for example, during a 2015 reception in New York marking the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly.